Let's pray. Lord, may we in this moment experience the power and glory of Jesus Christ in the life of our Christ Jesus. Bless us in the words that's going to come. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, everyone.
兄弟姐妹们早安。
Today it's an honor to have my cousin Chen Lian here translating for me.
我就不用翻译了，这个。
It's a good thing that family all serve in the same church.
Yeah. 一个家庭的成员能一起来侍奉主是一件好事。
In this period of Lent, it's good for us as followers of Jesus Christ to commemorate the events of his life that results in the forgiveness of sin and the victory we have in him.
在这个大斋节期间, 我们在这时候要纪念主为我们的死。
And particularly, today we want to look at the passage on the arrest of Jesus Christ.
特别是今天是要那个讲题是耶稣的被逮捕。
I was giving a ride up for one of my colleagues home this weekend.
我在周末的时候送我的同事回家。
So she proclaimed that she's an atheist. 无神论者,
yeah. 她说她是一个无神论者。
And I said, I'm a bit shocked, you know, she was about 27 years old.
我有点惊讶, 因为她只有27岁。
And such a young age, you know, her proclamation of atheism was so firm.
在这么年纪这么轻, 她就对那个无神论这么坚持。
As I go through preparing the passage today,
在我准备这个今天的那个讲道的过程中,
I shared with her that, you know, it's really more difficult to be an atheist than to someone who believes in Jesus Christ.
我和他分享了，要做一个无神论比做一个相信基督耶稣基督的更加困难。
Because Christ came on earth.
因为上帝耶稣基督来到这世上。
His coming was predicted in the Old Testament.
他的来临是在旧约里有提到。
And then he came to us and lived with us for 33 years.
他来到我们当中和我们一起生活了33年。
Now, if you are objective and look for evidence to say whether this is an atheist or a believer, then I think it's going to be very difficult for you to be an atheist.
如果你那个客观的来看的话, 这个是你会觉得作为一个无神论是很困难的。
And this passage is from John. And John, the focus is to show us who Jesus is.
今天的那个经文取自于约翰福音, 它的重点是在让我们知道谁是耶稣。
Unlike the other synoptic gospel, like Matthew, Luke, and Mark,
不像其他的福音书,
it's a narration of what happened.
它陈述了那个事情的经过。
But John wants to tell us the glory of Jesus Christ.
但是约翰要告诉我们, 基督的那个荣耀。
In chapter 1, John says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, full of grace and truth.
在第一章里, 约翰说到了那个他道成的肉身住在我们中间。
And John 17 says, he glorified glory over and over again.
他充充满满的有恩典有真理。 Okay. 我们见过他的荣光。
John wants his recording to be a reference to Christ's glory.
约翰要他的陈述对当成是一个那个参考那个上帝的那个荣耀。
Okay, so let's look at the passage that we have today, and I'm going to get Uncle Chen Lian to read it in Chinese, yes.
Thank you, Uncle Chen Han.
Okay.
耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去，过了吉伦西，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒进去了。卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里聚集。犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、 兵器就来到园里，耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说：“你们找谁？”他们回答说：“招拿撒勒人耶稣。”耶稣说：“我就是。”卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。耶稣一说：“我就是。”他们就退后倒在地上。他又问他们说：“你们找谁？”他们说：“招拿撒勒人耶稣。”耶稣说：“我已经告诉你们，我就是。” 你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。这要应验耶稣从前说的话，说：“你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。” 将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。那仆人名叫马勒苦。耶稣就对彼得说：“收刀入鞘吧。我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？”
Okay, good. So before coming to John 18,
啊，在来到那个约翰福音第十八章之前
，actually, Jesus has been speaking to his disciples.
啊，耶稣一直和他的那个门徒有那个说话。
In the upper room in chapter 14, 15, and 16.
在第十四、第十五、第十六章那里，在谈到他在楼上的那间房间。
He's preparing his disciples for his departure.
他在为他的离开而预备他的门徒。
Telling them he's leaving.
啊，告诉他们他将离开。
And the world will hate his disciples.
啊，这世界将会讨厌他的门徒。
And therefore they will face persecution.
而他们也会将面临压迫。
And he's going to send the Holy Spirit to them.
他将差遣圣灵到他们。
To be with them and live with them.
和他们在一起，与他们同在。
And if they pray to God through His name, God will help them.
如果他们奉他的名字祈祷，上帝将会帮助他们。
And this day, they make their way through the moonlit street of Jerusalem.
他们在那一天，在月光下经过了耶路撒冷。
And at this point of time, it is really the Passover season.
啊，这是那个逾越节。
And it's full moon.
是满月。
So they're walking down the shore on the south side of Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷城的南墙那里走那斜坡下去。
Okay, down to a ravine.
啊，下去到那个山沟。
And then this valley is called the Kidron Valley.
啊，到一个那个叫吉伦谷的山谷。
And on the other side is really the Mount Olive.
啊，在另外一边就是橄榄山。
And as they walk, you know, it was a clear day.
是一个很晴朗的天气，天空。
And Jesus tells us that on the Mount Olive, it's called Mount Olive because there are olive trees.
那个叫橄榄山，是因为它有橄榄树。
And Jesus entered this garden.
耶稣进入了这个花园。
On the slope,
在那个斜坡上。
And Matthew tells us that this is the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就是那个克撒玛尼园。
And we got a sense that we begin to get a sense of what the Jesus is going through.
我们感受得到耶稣所经历的。
Our Lord is going there to pray.
我们的主到那花园里祈祷。
He's going to seek strength from God the Father.
他向上帝寻求力量。
And he's going to plead for the one last time, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me.
他做最后一次的恳求，希望能叫这个杯撤去。
And recognizing this cup will pass.Recognizing the weight of the sin he will bear.
他认识到他所要承受的那个罪恶。
And actually, Gethsemane in Jewish term, it means the olive press.
克西马尼的在犹太的意思是那个榨油机。
Yeah, recognize that what's in store for him the next few hours.
他认识到他接下来几小时所要发生的事。
He began to experience the crushing weight of sin and the weight of the world on him.
他开始体验到这世界那个的罪恶的那个沉重的负担。
Just as the olive press crushes the olive,
就好像那个橄榄榨油机压榨那个橄榄。
And you forth the oil that brings along healing, healing and life.
提炼出来的油带来医治，带来那个生命。
In the same way, he's prepared himself to be crushed.
同样的方式，他也预备了自己将会被压碎。
For our iniquities, that you and I may experience salvation and life.
为我们的罪。
And we know that this place, he all goes there often.
我们知道他常常去那里。
He takes his disciples there.
他也带他门徒去那里。
At these days, maybe to experience, maybe to get away from the crowd or the heat of the Jerusalem summer.
也许是为了躲避那个群众，也许是为了躲避那个耶路撒冷那个夏天的那个炎热。
And from the Bible, we know that sometimes Jesus spent his night there.
我们从圣经里知道，有时候耶稣在那里过夜。
Instead of traveling a longer distance back to the place of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
这样就不需回到那遥远那个马大、玛利亚的家。
Remember that Jesus Christ said, you know, he spent night there. Remember he said that, birds. Sometimes he said that birds have. Okay.Birds have nests, foxes have holes.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。
But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
只是人子没有枕头的地方。
And that is where sometimes he does sleep outdoors in a place like Garden of Gethsemane.
所以他有时候在那个克萨玛尼园睡觉。
So today is really nothing unusual.
那一天一切都很没有什么特别的。
So he left Peter and James at the gate.
他把那个彼得和那个雅各留在那个门口。
And went in to pray.
自己进去祷告。
Okay, and this is the part where we all experience that he fell to the ground and prayed, and he said that, sit here while I go in and pray.
他说你们留在这里，我进去祷告。
And he told them, you know, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
他说我的心神是忧伤，几乎要死。
So stay here and keep watch with me.
你们留在这里等，和我一起警醒。
And he said he's feeling very, very burdened.
他说他感到非常大的负担。
He can sense the hour is coming.
他感受得到那时刻将要来临。
So in this prayer, you can see from the verses in Matthew.
我们看得到在马太福音里。
And when he's agonizing,
当他痛苦的。
When he's hoping that his disciple will share his burden,
他希望他的门徒能够和他一起分担。
They all fell asleep.
他们全部都睡着了。
And now he's alone.
他又是自己一个人。
Except for one.
除了一个人。
That is Judas.
就是犹大。
He's now looking for him.
他正在寻找耶稣。
Okay. Remember during the Passovers in the upper room?
在那个逾越节，在那个楼上那间房间。
You recall it in John 13?
在约翰福音里第十三章。
Jesus predicted that one of you will betray me.
耶稣说到了，你们中间有一个人要卖我。
And then Peter, and in his extroverted self, will tell John, John, can you ask Jesus which is the one?
彼得就叫约翰去问耶稣是谁。
And Jesus said quietly, the person which I give my bread to is the one.
耶稣就平静地说，那个我沾一点饼给谁，就是谁。
And he gave the bread to Judas.
他把饼递给犹大。
I got a sensing that this is done, people didn't take it quite seriously.
我感觉得到那时候，那他们没有把这个当成是一回事。
So Jesus took the bread, after taking the bread, he got up and leave.
他拿着那个饼，他就站起来离开。
But people don't know where Judas is going.
他们不知道犹大去了哪里。
And this is where Judas is going. He sneaked away from the place to the high priest's home.
犹大跑到那个大祭司的家。
And obviously, this is not the first time they have this conversation.
很显然的，这不是他们第一次的会面。
So he told the high priest, you know, how much would you give me if I give you Jesus?
他问大祭司，如果我把耶稣交给你，你要给我多少钱？
Now, if you want him, this is the time.
如果你要他的话，现在就是这个时候。
And this is at night that he doesn't have followers. You know, this is the time. Yeah, to take him.
在这个晚上，他并没有太多的跟随者，这是最好的时候。
So the high priest got together the temple police.
大祭司集合了那些殿警。
And go and went to see Pontius Pilate.
一起去找那个比拉多。
Who is the governor of that region at that time?
就是当时的罗马的总督。
And he told that, you know, you heard of this guy that has come in with, you know, people waving palm branches to welcome him.
你问他，我知道这个。进来的时候，大家都拿着棕树枝在挥舞着欢迎他进来的那个人吗？
And he's been gaining popularity among the people.
他越来越受到欢迎。
And people are showing publicly showing support for him.
群众公开的展示对他的支持。
And this man is dangerous.
这个人是危险的。
And he's a revolutionary.
他是一个革命者。
And so he's setting up himself. Jesus is setting up himself a king to eventually take over you.
他把自己塑造成一个国王，准备来接管你。
So Pilate, you better arrest him.
所以比拉多，你最好逮捕他。
So Pilate was obviously moved.
比拉多听了就被说服了。
And give him the permission to take some Roman soldiers by which they can arrest Jesus.
就批准让他带一些罗马士兵去逮捕耶稣。
And the soldiers made their way to the moonlit street of Jerusalem.
耶稣通过那个月光照着那个耶路撒冷的街道去找耶稣。
So Judas was just thinking that they are at the upper room.
犹大还以为耶稣正在那个楼上那间房间。
So he went over to the room and Jesus wasn't there.
他去到那间房间，但是发现耶稣不在。
But suddenly Judas realized that, yeah, if he's not there, he must be at Mount Olive.
犹大意识到，如果他不在那里的话，他应该是在那个橄榄山。
Okay. And so at John 18, okay, Jesus came to the garden guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from chief priests and the Pharisees. This is recorded in 18, verse 2.
卖耶稣的犹大来到了那个地方，带领了一队兵和祭司长，并法利赛人的差役。
Okay, we're not talking about a small group of soldiers.
我们不是在谈论一小撮的士兵。
We're talking about a detachment of 500 to 600Roman legions.
我们在讨论那个一个500到600人的那个罗马的军团。
Plus about 200 of temple police.
再加上200个那个殿警。
So we're talking about 1,000 of people, you know, going down the streets, you know, to go ready for battle.
我们在说的整千人摇摇浩浩荡荡的那个过那个在街上走。
And as they're walking down the Jerusalem, coming down the valley, I think Jesus can see them.
耶稣从看，耶稣是可以看得到他们的。
With the lights and the torches.
他们的火把跟那个亮光。
And he knew that they were coming for him.
他知道他们正来对付他。
And then, you know, the Roman thinks that this is going to be a big battle.
罗马人认为这将会是一场战斗。
Because the Jews over there were not very happy with their government.
因为犹太人对他们的政府不是太过满意。
And during the Passover, there were many crowds there.
在逾越节的时候，那边会很多的人聚集在那里。
And it could rouse the emotion of patriotism.
很容易那个。挑起那个大家的爱国的那个心态。
And then eventually, you know, it may create a riot.
可能会造成暴动。
So they were carrying weapons.
他们手持的武器。
And the gospel tells us they're carrying this short Roman sword.
他们带着那个用来肉搏战的那个短剑。
And it's used for hand-to-hand combat.
是肉搏战用的。
So the soldiers were thinking, there's this coming king.
他们都在想有这个即将来临的国王。
With many people around,
有着一大群的拥护者。
They are ready for a real fight.
他们准备要去战斗。
So when Jesus saw the people coming, he said he saw them coming. He doesn't run.
当耶稣看到这群人往他的方向走来的时候，他并没有离开。
I just want you to know the context is there are a lot of people that camp out in the hills of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷旁边的山区有许多人扎营在那里。
And Jesus saw them coming, he could easily slip out.
当耶稣看到他们来的时候，他可以轻易的离开。
He can run over the hill.
他可以越山。
Or take refuge in one of the campers.
他可以跑到其中一个营区躲避。
The point is that he could easily escape.
重点是他可以轻易的逃脱。
But this is not what Jesus came for.
但是他不是为这个而来。
So he sees them and leading the disciple. He sees them and leads the disciple towards them.
他反而带领他的门徒往那些士兵的方向去。
Okay, imagine, you know, during that time, there is no WhatsApp.
你可以想那时候没有 WhatsApp 的 WhatsApp.
Okay, there is no photographs.
没有照片。
That is why Judas say, "When I kiss the person, that person is Jesus."
所以犹大说，我亲吻的那个人就是耶稣。
Because without that, you know, the Romans won't know who is the one.
如果没有这样做的话呢，罗马士兵也不知道到底耶稣是谁。
So he came up and said, "Greetings," and kissed Jesus.
他走过去问候耶稣，并亲吻他。
And the ultimate hypocrisy.
那个极中的那个虚伪。
But John takes pains to tell us that in this case.Jesus is not a victim.
但约翰说，耶稣不是一个受害者。
But he is the victor in the scene.
他是在这个场景的一个胜利者。
He's not caught by surprise.
他并不感到惊讶。
He's ready for it.
他已经做好准备。
Okay, and John 10:18, Jesus said, no one takes it from me. If I lay down my life on my own accord, I have the authority to take it up or lay it down.
约翰十章十八节说到，没有人驳我的生命去，是我自己舍的。我有权并舍了，也有权并取回来。
So after Judas kissed Jesus, he stepped back.
所以当犹大亲吻了耶稣之后，他退了几步。
And the rest of soldiers looked at this.
其他的士兵看到这个情形。
And you look at this, Jesus doesn't look like a revolutionary.
这个耶稣看来并不像一个革命分子。
And they were prepared for big armed forces.
他们准备了很多的士兵。
But you saw 11 fisherman like looking followers.
他只有那个11个像渔夫的跟随者。
And you're saying, what? This is what we wake up in the night for?
他就说这是我们牺牲我们睡眠的来的原因吗？
And then, you know, this is where Jesus comes in.
所以耶稣说。
And Jesus say, what is it you want? Who is it you want?
你们要什么呢？
And then they say, Jesus of Nazareth.
他们要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
Okay. Nazareth, I am he.
耶稣说我就是。
He said, I am.
他说我就是。
And this is the same I am from the back on the Old Testament.
这和在旧约时候的我就是一样的。
It is the name by which God revealed Himself to Moses.
是上帝显现给摩西的时候所提到的名字。
In Exodus chapter 3 and chapter 4,
在出埃及记第三、第四章
，When God is ready to deliver Israel out of Egypt,
当上帝准备把以色列从埃及里拯救出来的时候
，And He wants Moses to be the deliverer.
他要摩西作为那个拯救者。
And Moses was giving excuses.
摩西在那边推三阻四。
He said, how if my people ask me, you know, who is it that sent me? Then what should I say?
摩西说，如果有人问我是谁派遣我的呢，我该说什么呢
？And God said to them, I am that I am.
上帝说，告诉他们，我是自由拥有的。
I am the eternal covenant keeping God.
我是永恒守约的神。
Not I am.It's I am. I am.
I, 自由的。
Not I was.
不是曾经有的。
Not I will be.
不是以后会有的。
It's I am.
是自由的。
And whatever you are, whatever you're going, God is the great I am.
不管你在哪里，上帝是那个伟大的自由的。
Seven times in John, Jesus used the term to declare his identity.
耶稣曾在七个不同的地方用这个词来宣告自己的身份。
So I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧者。
I'm the door.
门。
I'm the vine.
葡萄树。
I'm the way.
道路。
I'm the truth and the light.
真理和亮光。
And they are looking at Jesus of Nazareth.
他们在看着那个拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said to them, I am.
他告诉他们，我就是。
It is a divine declaration that he is God's very God.
他是上帝。
And translated to is Yahweh is translated to the Lord, L-O-R-D.
也可以翻译成耶和华或者是主。
So in this situation, you're looking at who's in charge here.
你在这个情况下，你会看到谁是那个控制整个场面的人。
When Jesus said to them, "I am,"
当耶稣说我就是
，and I am is the name.
我就是那个名字。
In a traditional ancient time, I think name means a lot to people.
在古代的时候名字对许多人来说是很具有代表性的。
These days, you know, these are more treated more lightly.
在现今社会会比较随便一点。
We are looking for a name that's cool.
我们在看着那种非常时尚的名字。
So, even in China,
在中国
I've heard people giving themselves names like
我听到有人家为自己取名字。
Steel,
钢铁。
Cloud,
云
Tiger,
老虎
I mean, etc. Yeah. But the ancient society, okay, names represent who you are and what you did.
但在古代的社会，名字代表了你是谁和你做些什么。
It's the essence of your personality, background, and power.
是你个性背景和权力的本质。
So when Jesus said, "I am,"
当耶稣说我就是。
Instantly, hundreds of soldiers hit the ground.
马上的数百个兵士倒在地面上。
And what is this saying to us?
这要告诉我们些什么东西呢？
John is talking about the glory of God.
约翰讲的是神的荣耀。
When they see him, the glory, the power, and the majesty of God knocks them over.
当他们看到他，上帝的荣耀、权力和威荣冲击着他们。
We're reminded of the power on his person, the power of his name.
我们被提醒他个人的力量。他名字的力量。
They fell over because there is a power in the name of the Lord.
他们跌倒是因为耶稣的名有力量。
And in the Proverbs it says that you know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved.
箴言书说到，耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入，使得安稳。
And when the name of the Lord is with you and you in Him,
当耶和华的耶和华的名在你里面，你也在他里面的时候
，There is a power in His name.
他的名字就有了力量。
May I remind you that when you receive the blessing of the Lord week after week, in the, before we end the worship,
在我们结束这个崇拜的之前，我提醒大家，你们每一周不断的被祝福。
And it says, May the Lord bless you.
愿耶和华赐福给你。
It's the power, eternal, and covenant-keeping Lord.
那强大永恒的守契约的上帝。
Who is with you now?
现在与你同在。
And wherever you are.
不论你在哪里，都与你同在。
And therefore, the Lord bless and protect you.
所以愿主赐福给你。
The significance of the blessing.
这个它的意义。
Okay, so John, when come to, then Jesus said to him, I am he. He drew back and fell to the ground. And Jesus said, Who do you want? Jesus of Nazareth, they said, I told you I am he. If you are looking for me, let this man go.
耶稣说到
If you're looking for me, I am he.
如果你们要找的人，我就是那个人。
Okay, this is interesting. Who is in charge here?The soldiers of or Jesus.
很有趣的，这里谁是负责人？
He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He commands all situation in His presence.
他主宰所有的情况。
So the guards, the soldiers came in with the mission of arresting him.
士兵们带着逮捕令来逮捕他。
And now they are taking orders from him.
现在他们却听他的指示。
And John is determined for us to see the power of Jesus that He's absolutely in charge.
约翰要我们看到耶稣的力量和他完全控制场面的那个，他完全控制整个场面。
And at the same time, he takes care of his own people.
在此同时，他也照顾到自己的人。
This happened, so I have not lost one of them who gave me. Yeah.
所以他就不会，就是说到他应验了耶稣从前说的话，说你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。
Even if he has the power,
就算他有那个力量
he knows that his hour has come.
他也知道他的那时间到了。
It's time for him to walk the route of Calvary.
他要走上那个往哥哥他的道路上。
And therefore he submit himself to the soldiers.
所以他把自己，他让那个士兵们逮捕。
So if we believe in the Jesus and the power of his name,
如果我们相信耶稣和他的名字的力量
，then my question is that, what are we afraid of?
我的问题将会是我们担心些什么东西呢
？And in Romans 8:31, it says that if God is for us, who can be against us?
在罗马书第八章，
if,
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？During one of the cell group, Peter asked the group.
在我们其中一个小组聚会里。彼得问小组。
This is Peter Ang, not the Peter.
这翁子祥不是耶稣的那个彼得。
He said one is the most common command in Scripture.
那个圣经中最常听到的诫命是什么呢
？Do you know what is the most common command that you can find in Scripture?
你知道是什么吗
？And the command is, fear not.
那就是不要怕。
So I've been listening. When disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified.
当门徒看见耶稣在海面上走的时候，他们都吓怕了。
And immediately Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他们说，
Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.
你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So have you been afraid?
你曾经害怕过吗？
Have you experienced fear in your life?
你有没有经历过那个担心？
Well, I have.
我有。
Well, fear that your results may not make the university.
担心你的成绩可能让你进不了大学。
Fear that you never get a job that you want.
担心你得不到你想要的那份工作。
Now that you have this job, fear that you will lose it.
现在你有了这份工作，你也担心你会失去它。
Fear that you may not have enough means to bring in income from the family.
担心你无法，你的薪水没法提供给你的家庭。
You are fearful that the lump is cancerous.
你担心你那个肿块是绝。
You fear for the future of your children.
你担心你孩子的未来。
But if we live in fear,
then it paralyzes us.
但如果我们活在担心当中，它会使我们的生活瘫痪。
There's an interesting phenomenon called learned helplessness.
有一个很有趣的现象被称为习得性无助。
学习性无助。And it's discovered by this psychology in the University of Pennsylvania.
有一个在 Pennsylvania 的一个心理学家。
And this is done in a with dogs.
这是和狗做的实验。
They discovered that if you continue to shock the dog randomly.
如果你不断的给狗做那个电击。
And then later, then whatever the dog does, you know, the shock will still be coming.
不管狗如何的反应。那个电击还是不断的发生。
And eventually, they gave up.
他的狗最后将会投降。
And if you now create a different environment, if the dog, you know, now if the dog is put in another place.
如果现在把狗放在另外一个环境。
And if the dog can just simply cross step over a certain place, the shock will stop.
如果狗只是稍微逾步的话，那个电击就会停止。
That means they can do something about it.
就是说那些狗能够掌握那个情况
compared to the last time
和以前比起来
but and then ordinary dog will do so very quickly
普通的狗很快的就能够掌握这个情况
but this group of dog have learned
但是这群狗他们学习到
that they are powerless to stop the shock
他们对那个电击他们将是无能为力
so whatever they do doesn't make a difference
所以他们不管他们做什么东西都是无事于补。
Although all they need to do is just step over.
虽然他们所需要做只是稍微逾一下。
And then therefore this term is called learned helplessness.
所以这个名词叫做学习性无助。
And it is to describe this quitting response.
这是来形容这个放弃的那个反应。
That you believe that whatever you do, it doesn't matter.
因为你相信不论你做些什么呢，都不会带来什么不一样的结果。
Maybe we are not like these dogs that are totally have given up.
或者我们不像这些狗完全放弃。
But sometimes life do paralyzes us.
但有时候生命生活会使我们瘫痪。
But the good news is that if we believe in the name of the Lord,
但是好消息是，如果你相信耶稣
，and place his trust in his name,
信靠他
，and then your life will start transforming.
你的生命也会开始转变。
And a God whose name says I am has the power to fall hundreds of soldiers.
这个名字叫自由的，有那个能力来让数百个兵士跌倒。
Yet willing to be arrested by them because he's willing to die for us.
但是却愿意让他们逮捕，因为他愿意为我们受死。
And walk the road to Calvary.
朝向那个走上那个朝向格格他的道路上。
So his power, his majesty.
他的力量，他的威荣。
His glory can walk alongside of us.
他的荣耀。与我们同行
like the song that goes this way,
就好像那首歌
turn your eyes upon Jesus,
当转眼仰望耶稣
look full in his wonderful face,
定睛在他奇妙慈容
and the things, the fear of the world will grow strangely dim,
世俗事必要显为虚空
in the light of his glory and grace,
在救主荣耀恩典大光中
so in this case, we can be less fearful and less worried,
我们可以不要这么担心，不要这么害怕。
Our life can be more happy and more thankful.
我们的生活能够更加的开心，感恩。
So in this period of Lent,
在这大斋节期间
，as we commemorate the Passion of Christ,
正当我们纪念耶稣的受难
，let us remember,
让我们记得
，that nothing can happen today.
不论今天发生什么事
，thank God, the Lord, you and I.
上帝，你和我
cannot handle
是没有上帝你和我所不能够处理的。
So help us to remember that nothing can happen today that you and I cannot handle.
帮助我们记得今天不论发生什么事，没有一件事是你我上帝所不能够处理的。
So let's put our trust in the name of the Lord.
我们信靠耶稣。
And let's pray. Lord, we thank you for.The wonderful life of Jesus that we can model after. Sometimes, you know, when we look at the movies that we watch, that has and we know that there's a happy ending, and we watch it so differently because we know that at the end of things will turn out right. And Lord, same thing as we trust in your name, you're also reminded in our life, we already seen the movie, we know how it's going to end. We know the glory is there waiting for us in your name. And therefore, let us leave today with the song, with the spirit of abundance, and knowing that you are with us, that nothing you and I cannot handle. We pray that the trust that we have in you will bring us alongside all our trials and difficulty and challenge in life, and that we may weather all these through with thanksgiving and happiness. Lord, we thank you all in this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.